This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
You got to start on a high note, right, guys? This has been a very, very down first 45 minutes of the show. So let's kick it off with...
Lima likes.
Folks, your Cleveland Cavs.
Lima likes.
7-0.
Lima likes.
And they got a heroic last-second come-from-behind, go-ahead shot from Donovan Mitchell. What is not to like about the Cavs? And furthermore, people were dubbing it...
Lima likes.
The Owner's Bowl. Because Jimmy Haslam owns the Bucks, Dan Gilbert owns the Cavs, and
Myles Garrett's part owner of the Cavs,
Myles
too.
Myles Garrett as well. So,
whose side are you on?
Does that mean Dan Gilbert is greater than Jimmy Haslam as of right now? People always accuse us of pitting the owners, the teams, the front offices against each other. But in this case, they were legitimately against each other.
Why are we getting blamed for that? Because, why would I get blamed for
because
that?
Because it's bound to come up in sports talk radio, right? You're bound to compare and contrast teams and owners and all that stuff. So
then
that's pretty natural.
You put them on your Mount Rushmore.
But they are,
put them on your Mount Rushmore.
They are 7-0. They're only two unbeatens in all of the NBA. And Oklahoma City is one of them at 6-0. The Cavs, the best record in the National Basketball Association at 7-0, Kenny. They play again tonight. They have a chance to beat the Bucks again. Giannis might not even play in this game. It's all coming up. Roses for your Cleveland Cavs.
I was so impressed by the way they came back and won. And it just kind of, because I'm like, well, you know, you're 6-0 and things kind of went down that way. And I'm like, well, you know, you can't win them all, obviously. And then, boy, second half, it just came together. And I'm going, man, they got a real chance to do this. And then they did it. And Donovan was great. I'm going, man, this what a win. What a great moment for them. Good for them. I was so excited after that. I was like, damn it, this might change my mind a little bit more. And then I thought about it. I went, no, I had high expectations last year, and they seem to meet those expectations this year, which sucks because now I can't say I'm overwhelmingly surprised by anything they do. Not to give away what I want to talk about a little bit at 7:20, but yeah.
And we got another one.
Lima likes.
How about Ohio State and the much maligned Ryan Day getting that top five win on the road in Happy Valley?
Yep.
It was a dominant effort by that offensive line, which has been heavily questioned up until that game. They had new guys, new pieces and parts on that O-line, and they did whatever they wanted to do. A game in the trenches that the Buckeyes came out on top.
I don't want to go too long. Let me tell you this. Penn State is a program that is in a penthouse apartment with six-foot ceilings. It's an extremely high floor where that ceiling is, boom, right there. And standing on top is Ohio State and a couple of others. And that is the argument that I made all last week that another host here did not want to listen to, where it's Ohio State, yes, can hold their coach to those standards. Penn State, no, they could do worse than James Franklin. And very well maybe could. And very well maybe will. Now, I think the walls are closing in a little bit, especially after a couple of weeks ago in that press conference, which he apologized for. And then getting into it with the students where, man, you got to tune that out and just walk into the tunnel, man. You got to walk into the tunnel. I don't know what to do. You got to keep moving.
You can't ever stare at a fan and get engaged in a conversation.
Lima,
right?
You and I, as the friend of somebody who has actually gone after a fan in that moment. You got to just keep your head down and go into the tunnel.
Yeah. Was that down at in Athens?
Yeah, let's not worry about that. Let's just keep moving.
That was a fun one.
Hey, we're 7-1. I know it was a tough one Saturday evening, but still 7-1, still looking good.
Yeah, and I know we'll have more to say about Ryan Day either today or later in the week.
Not talking about Penn State with that 7-1 comment, by the way. Someone else, go ahead.
Meanwhile,
Lyman, no like.
I'm going to read off some scores for you, Kenny. You tell me how you feel about the state of affairs. 69-21, 75-14. 42-0, 48-7, 41-14, 52-0, 50-7, 52-0. Would you like me to continue? 44-7.
These are the first round of the OHSA playoffs, aren't they?
45-14, 61-14, 31-0, 62-0. Good job, great. Kirtland. 42-0, 62-0. These are all different scores. I'm not repeating myself.
There you go. Outstanding.
54-0.
At least they made their money. But again, the 50-year-old guys, who, by the way, agree with me now, but 4 years ago were saying, Ken, wouldn't you would just one more game? I go, I don't know. We were 5-5 my senior year, and it sucked as bad as it did to lose that final game. But I think there's some kids out there that ended up 3-7 and won their final game and probably didn't want to go out and practice for a week and then have the running clock on them in the second half.
What do you got?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
78-7.
These are running clock scores, by the way, of high school football,
the
which
Anderson
are 12-minute quarters, guys.
Raptors taking care of Edgewood Cougars. 78-7 in Southwest running. Ohio.
What was the final score of that?
78-7.
Yeah. Running clock, guys. Running clock.
I got to give credit to Edgewood because they were down 62-0 at the half.
Wow.
They came back and sparred there in the third quarter. They got 7 points, only lost that quarter by one.
Put the beacon out to Briggs. Count how much money they have in the coffers after this. As a person who will go to another set of playoff games on Friday, will probably go to a state championship game at some. It's ridiculous. They learn nothing. It's a sad final memory for some kids. And I'm telling you, in a lot of these schools, there are plenty of great athletes who are not football first players. They're basketball or wrestling first players. And you just make it not worth their while to even try. And so there's an easy buyout an easy buyout for a lot of these players out there. You are working against yourself.
All right. We had the play of the day yesterday.
Lime.
Audio courtesy of CBS, the best 14-yard run you've ever heard or seen.
Now locates Barkley out of the backfield. Barkley slips two tackles and picks up the first down, jumping up in the air to the 30. A gain of 14 for Barkley with some nifty moves along the way.
Audio courtesy of Andrew Catalan and CBS. Saquon did it all on that play and then miraculously leaped over defender. I have no idea how he ever saw coming. That's one of the greatest runs I've ever seen. It's only 14 yards.
And it wasn't in the audio, or you didn't say it. He did it backwards.
He did it backwards.
He looked over him backwards.
I've never seen anything like that.
Meanwhile, Brian Daboll's on the hot seat, and they're talking about trading for Bryce Young in New York.
Yeah, how'd that go with Saquon?
At least you save that money.
Yeah. Finally,
Lima likes.
We talked about it all week. I know this will serve as a perfect tease to get to later in the show. Who came out victorious at the Horseshoe for the 92-3 the Fan
did.
Bowl?
Owen did.
Oh.
Owen did.
Oh,
congratulations.
Can I say this? It was Owen's team.
Is Kenny on the hot seat?
Let me say, I'm not on the hot seat.
About the Streetsboro Rockets. There was a standout group on the field yesterday, and it was the defensive line for the Streetsboro Rockets.
They
gave us fits all day.
So we don't have to worry about that. The offense has got to go back to work.
I thought
the best players make the best plays, you don't have to worry about it too much.
First off, they got a lot of good kids over there. That number 24 is a hell of a wide receiver. Yeah. Let me tell you this.
His dad listens to the show every day,
well,
by the way.
To the dad of number 24, your kid's a hell of a wide receiver.
He's awesome.
That kid, what's his name again?
Tommy Clayton.
I saw one play, exactly one offensive play, where they didn't even throw on their first offensive play. And I went to our corner. I go, you're on 24 this entire game. Don't even ask it. Don't question it. You're on 24 the entire game. Let me say another thing, too. There's a young man, Griff. You call him Griff.
Griffin Eldridge.
Yep. He is the best fifth and sixth grade quarterback I've ever seen. I love our quarterback. Whoa. I love our kid. That kid, oh my God. We had him brought to justice like 15 times, it felt, and somehow he would slip out, and he threw a one wobbler that still got caught for a 40-yard touchdown. I mean, they were great. They were great.
What's that elite camp that Trent Dilfer always used to talk about? He needs the quarterbacks.
Well, Trent Dilfer's going to be running it here at the end of the UAB season again, so you got to send that kid there. I'll give you the comment I said to him, that I would just die if he ended up at a certain place, but I said, you, Shorman, are in good hands with this young man. I loved him. Loved him. Love our kids, but
I saw the videos, Kenny, of you guys coming out of the tunnel, and I saw Owen's social media, too. What an all-time cool experience.
It was awesome. No, I'm thankful for Owen. I can't look at him because I'll get emotional. Owen is a tremendous friend, and to even bring the idea, it was a moment that hopefully none of the kids ever forget. Because it was cool. You know, old Kenny, Ohio State fan, came out a little bit yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. Owen, did you want to kick his ass? Was it all about?
Oh, it was all about kicking.
Doing whatever.
Oh, it was.
I mean, when the Harbaughs play against each other, you know that they the sappy stuff goes away.
He's quieter than I thought he would be.
I'm not a very loud coach.
He's not loud.
That shocks me.
He's not loud.
You're very composed on the sidelines.
Well, you have to be.
You could hear my voice booming all over the walls.
How big did that football stadium look to those players?
They said it was even bigger than
the Roman Coliseum.
I said, guys, it's twice the size of where the Browns play. And then I said, we're coming down the one street. It wasn't High Street. We had just turned off. And I go, right behind this building, you guys are going to bleep yourselves. And it just showed itself to everybody. And I go, oh, my God, it's so big. Oh, yes, it is. It's a very large building.
All right, that's it for Lima Likes.
Outstanding. And he, by the way, he made the trophy. He keeps the trophy. 92-3, the fan.
You didn't bring it in today?
Bowl trophy.
No, it's on my trophy mantle. Beautiful. With all our recent victories.
It's all cleaned up.
It includes my CVBA championship from 10U Baseball. My nice. Son's rookie of the year in wrestling. It's a great mantle.
You got what, half the medals that Andy Baskin has in his showcase?
That's true.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.